We're still on rebuilding the ruins of the city. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." And Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest: go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked upon them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Now, the Christian life or the Christian walk is supernatural. It's not a life, not just an ordinary life. We're not called to live like mere men because we have been born anew. God, we are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. In the book of John in chapter 3, the Bible says that, now let me read it from the beginning. It said, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, 'Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.' Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.'" So there's a perception that you do not have except you're born again. There are things you cannot see. You don't know what they are. Like, except somebody walks into this room, he or she doesn't know what is in this room. Just like your home. If people don't come into your home or know, have entered into it, they won't know what is in there. Praise the Lord Jesus. "And Nicodemus said unto him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit," water and of the Spirit, "he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.'" So he's talking about an entrance now. You cannot enter into it. You are born into it. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." He's talking about biological birth. Now, when you are born naturally into this world, you come in here through natural birth. And that's what he's talking about here. He says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That which is born of a human being is a human being. Praise God. Having a body like every other human being. Now, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, that which is born of the Spirit, you know, notice the big S there, and there is referring to the Holy Spirit, is spirit. Glory be to God. Now, but in the Greek, the word translated spirit here, which the translator translated this way, so that to ease understanding, is the Greek word pneuma. Now, pneuma is new. It doesn't have big pneuma, small pneuma. It just says, he that is born of spirit is spirit. He that is born of pneuma is pneuma. That's what he says. Hallelujah. I'm not juicing it up. I'm just telling you what he says. Amen. Glory be to God. So a goat gives birth to a goat. When God gave birth to us, he gave birth to us as his dear children. So we are divine in origin. If you're born again, you are divine in your origin. Now, God wants us to live our lives from the spiritual to the natural. All this while, we have lived our lives from the senses. From the natural, we carry on in this world. Having now been born of God, and you're living the life that God called you to live, or you're going to live that life here on earth, you live it by the power of the Holy Spirit who gave birth to us through the Word of God. We have been saved. That is the most important. That's the first thing that any human being, the most important thing that any human being can take away from the earth is salvation. The born again experience, being born or baptized into Christ, is the most important thing that you're ever going to do. So God has called us to live a life, and he gave us the equipment for it. Glory be to God. The Bible said that God had given us all things which pertain unto life and godliness. When you get saved, God gives you everything that pertains to life and godliness. And God does not expect that some believers will stop believing. Which means, as you're going along, God says, take a bathrobe. You take a bathrobe. He says, take your toothbrush. You take a toothbrush. Take your toothpaste. You take a toothpaste. God is not expecting that his children are going to say, why must I take a toothpaste? So, you get saved. He says, get water baptized. They say, why must I get water baptized? I have my bath every day. Okay, you have a problem. We are obedient children of God. We are doers, people who do what God says. That's who we are. We're not stubborn people. So as you're going, he says, get filled with the Holy Spirit. We are sheep. God leads us by his word. He knows that if he says something to us, we will do it. Amen? That's our attitude. A life, no matter how destroyed it has been, God can fix it. I'll say it again. No matter how a man's life, when I say man now, I'm referring to both a woman and a man. No matter how destroyed that life has been, God can fix it. If you let him. We were not called to a life of destruction. We were not called to a cursed life. We were called to receive or inherit a blessing. Nobody in the kingdom of God, if you go to heaven, are there failures in heaven? We are supposed to be living the heaven life here on earth. We are supposed to bring the kingdom life here on earth. The Bible says that in the end, we shall say, because it will be so, that the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Because we have subdued it by the power of the Holy Spirit through the word of God. Where the word of God goes, that is where the Spirit of God goes. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 61. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. When he was speaking here, he was talking about Jesus. But you see, Jesus has finished his assignment and has gone to heaven and give us the anointing. So we can say now, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're a tongue talker, you can boldly say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. It doesn't matter how you feel. He's upon you. Now, let's keep going. So you know it applies to all of us. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion. To appoint unto them that mourning Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. He who knew no sin, he made to become sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That makes us, and he is called the true vine. And a vine is a tree. We're trees of righteousness. If you are born again, you have a free gift of righteousness, and you're a tree of righteousness. It's a free gift. It was given to you. You didn't work for it. So don't start, righteous. Okay, if you talk about that one, if you talk about the fact that God loves me, that's fine. But righteous, not me. You don't know what you're saying. It's okay sometimes people feel that way, but don't say it. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We are for the glory of God. What we have received is to give God glory. What I mean is, it gives God glory that we are called sons and daughters of God. It gives him glory that we are trees of righteousness. It gives him glory that we are holy. It gives him glory that we have ability to cast out devils and to heal the sick. He says, and they shall build the old waste. But I thought he said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. How come he's saying, and they shall build the old waste? Yes, he came, paid the price, brought the anointing. Through him, the anointing came on us. The Bible says that through the obedience of one man, righteousness came into the world and grace through righteousness. That grace is the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of grace. Amen? All right. That they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Please, can we have the NLT of this verse 4? It says, they will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago. They will revive them, though they have been deserted for many generations. So it doesn't matter how long that thing has been there. It doesn't matter how destroyed it might look. God can fix it. God can fix it. Dead marriages, God can fix. If you're willing to give God a chance, he can fix it. A destroyed life, he can fix it. When you got born again, the ability to fail was taken out of your spirit. Now, I'm talking to you as spiritual. I'm trying to take you out of a level to something else. You stopped being the old person you used to be in your spirit. Your spirit man is the real you. Glory be to God. And it has certain skills. It has things that have been given to your spirit that the natural man has no idea what it is. Then he says, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But he shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and he shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double. For confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct, and I will direct their walk in truth. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with them. This was Isaiah prophesying about what was going to happen when Jesus shows up. Hallelujah. It says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord had blessed. We're blessed people. And it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. For he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. You hear me talk about the robe of righteousness? The minute you get born again, in the realm of the spirit, a new robe is put upon you. It's a robe of righteousness. Every one of us that is born again, we have it. Whether you feel like you're the dumpster does not matter. You have it. Your feelings don't say who you are. The word of God says who you are. The Bible says something to us. It says, be not conformed to this world. Don't allow the world to beat your mind up and make you think the way they want you to think. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, it doesn't matter where you are right now. It's an equal opportunity deal. He'll give you beauty for ashes. He will beautify your life. He'll put color to your life. Jesus has come to put color to your life so that you don't remain the same old person that, you know, you feel beat down. You feel that opportunities were taken from you. By who? By who? When we want to rebuild, when you want to rebuild a life, you start first of all by taking responsibility. Give your life to Christ. Jesus is not a problem. He came to help eternally and for here right now. You give your life to Christ, you secure your eternity, you receive the supernatural life so that you can change things supernaturally. We've been reading here. And he said, with God, all things are possible. So regardless of where you were, with God, all things are possible. Somebody's marriage is in a mess. You need to fix it. With God, all things are possible. Provided that two of them will listen to the Lord. Because you have to agree on the principles of the kingdom to use them. It's a choice. Divorce is a choice. To love is a choice. To hate is a choice. Now in Mark chapter 9, somebody came to Jesus that had his child that had an epileptic spirit and also a deaf and dumb spirit. And every time it would throw the boy into the fire, wanted to kill him. So the father got tired, took the child, brought to the disciples, and the disciples could not do anything about that kid. Mark chapter 9 and in verse 20. Can we start from verse 20? It says, and they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit, the demon that was in the boy, all right, tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. He was born that way. Or after he had been born. And oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, if you can only accept what God has said, all things will be possible to you. Victory is a way of thinking in the kingdom. The world can't do what we're talking about, but you can. You and I can. Bible says we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Because success is inside your spirit. The day you got born again, it was put inside of you by God. He made you just like Jesus. Jesus was the prototype. He was the first. After that, he started churning us out. But we need to know who we are. We need to look into the perfect law of liberty to know who we are. Am I a loser? Is my life supposed to be destroyed? Am I supposed to be somebody who can earn a decent living? So the first is to go into the perfect law of liberty. Go into the Word of God and see. See, it's a mirror. It tells me who I am. The Word of God shows me exactly who I am. Not who I'm trying to be, who I am.